Chapter 82. Electronic Throttle Control System. Electronic Throttle Control System, abbreviated ETC. Advantages of ETC. The absence of any mechanical linkage between the throttle pedal and the throttle body requires the use of an electric actuator motor. The electronic throttle system has the following advantages over the conventional cable. Number 1. Eliminates the mechanical throttle cable, thereby reducing the number of moving parts. Number 2. Eliminates the need for cruise control actuators and controllers. Number 3. Helps reduce engine power for traction control, abbreviated TC, and electronic stability control, abbreviated ESC, systems. Number 4. Used to delay rapid applications of torque to the transmission transaxle to help improve drivability and to smooth shifts. Number 5. Helps reduce pumping losses by using the electronic throttle to open at highway speeds with greater fuel economy. The electronic throttle control opens the throttle to maintain engine and vehicle speed as the powertrain control module leans the air-fuel ratio, retards ignition timing, and introduces additional exhaust gas recirculation, abbreviated EGR, to reduce pumping losses. Number 6. Used to provide smooth engine operation, especially during rapid acceleration. Number 7. Eliminates the need for an idle air control valve. The electronic throttle can be called drive-by-wire, but most vehicle manufacturers use the term electronic throttle control to describe the system that opens the throttle valve electrically. Parts involved. The typical ETC system includes the following components. Number 1. Accelerator pedal position, abbreviated APP, sensor, also called accelerator pedal sensor, abbreviated APS. Number 2. The electronic throttle actuator, or servo motor, which is part of the electronic throttle body. Number 3. A throttle position sensor. Number 4. An electronic control unit, which is usually the powertrain control module. See Figure 82-1. Normal operation of the ETC system. Driving a vehicle equipped with an electronic throttle control system is about the same as driving a vehicle with a conventional mechanical throttle cable and throttle valve. However, the driver may notice some differences, which are to be considered normal. These normal conditions include: Number 1. The engine may not increase above idle speed when depressing the accelerator pedal when the gear selector is in park. Number 2. If the engine speed does increase when the accelerator is depressed with the transmission in park or neutral, the engine speed is likely limited to less than 2000 RPM. Number 3. While accelerating rapidly, there is often a slight delay before the engine responds. See Figure 82-2. Number 4. While at cruise speed, the accelerator pedal may or may not cause the engine speed to increase if the accelerator pedal is moved slightly. Refer to Figure 82-1. The throttle pedal is connected to the accelerator pedal position, abbreviated APP, sensor. The electronic throttle body includes a throttle position sensor to provide throttle angle feedback to the vehicle computer. Some systems use a throttle actuator control, abbreviated TAC, module to operate the throttle blade, or plate. Accelerator pedal position sensor. Cable operated system. Honda Accords, until 2008 model year, used a cable attached to the accelerator pedal to operate the APP sensor located under the hood. A similar arrangement was used in Dodge Ram trucks in 2003. In both of these applications, the throttle cable is simply moving the APP sensor, and not moving the throttle plate. The throttle plate is controlled by the PCM and moved by the electronic throttle control motor. Two sensors. The accelerator pedal position sensor uses two, and sometimes three, separate sensors, which act together to give accurate accelerator pedal position information to the controller, but also are used to check that the sensor is working properly. They function just like a throttle position sensor, and two are needed for proper system function. One APP sensor output signal increases as the pedal is depressed and the other signal decreases. The controller compares the signals with a lookup table to determine the pedal position. Using two or three signals improves redundancy should one sensor fail, and allows the PCM to quickly detect a malfunction. When three sensors are used, the third signal can either decrease or increase with pedal position, but its voltage range is still different from the other two. See Figure 82-3. Refer to Figure 82-2. The opening of the throttle plate can be delayed as long as 30 milliseconds to allow time for the amount of fuel needed to catch up to the opening of the throttle plate. Refer to Figure 82-3. A typical accelerator pedal position sensor, showing two different output voltage signals that are used by the PCM to determine accelerator pedal position. 2, or 3 in some applications, are used as a double check because this is a safety-related sensor. Throttle body assembly. The throttle body assembly contains the following components. The throttle plate. An electric actuator DC motor. Dual throttle position sensors. Gears used to multiply the torque of the DC motor. And springs used to hold the throttle plate in the default location. Throttle plate and spring. The throttle plate is held slightly open by a concentric clock spring. The spring applies a force that closes the throttle plate if power is lost to the actuator motor. The spring is also used to open the throttle plate slightly from the fully closed position. Refer to Figure 82-4. The default position for the throttle plate is in slightly open position. The servo motor then is used to close it for idle and open it during acceleration. Electronic throttle body motor. The actuator is a DC electric motor and is often called a servo motor. The throttle plate is held in a default position by a spring inside the throttle body assembly. This partially open position, also called the neutral position or the failsafe position, is about 16% to 20% open. This default position varies, depending on the vehicle, and usually results in an engine speed of 1,200 to 1,500 RPM. The throttle plate is driven close to achieve speeds lower than the default position, such as idle speed. The throttle plate is driven open to achieve speeds higher than the default position, such as during acceleration. See Figure 82-4. The throttle plate motor is driven by a bidirectional pulse width modulated abbreviated, PWM, signal from the PCM or electronic throttle control module using an H-bridge circuit. See Figure 82-5. The H-bridge circuit is controlled by the PCM by reversing the polarity of power and ground brushes to the DC motor. Pulse width modulating the current through the motor. The PCM monitors the position of the throttle from the two TP sensors. The PCM then commands the throttle plate to the desired position. See Figure 82-6. Frequently asked question. What is the spring test? The spring test is a self-test performed by the PCM whenever the engine is started. The PCM operates the throttle to check if it can react to the command and return to the default, or, home, position. This self-test is used by the PCM to determine that the spring and motor are working correctly and may be noticed by some vehicle owners by the following factors. Number 1. A slight delay in the operation of the starter motor. It is when the ignition is turned to the on position that the PCM performs the test. While it takes just a short time to perform the test, it can be sensed by the driver that there could be a fault in the ignition switch or starter motor circuits. Number 2. A slight clicking sound may also be heard coming from under the hood when the ignition is turned on. This is normal and is related to the self-test on the throttle as it opens and closes. Frequently asked question. Why not use a stepper motor for ETC? A stepper motor is a type of motor that has multiple windings and is pulsed by a computer to rotate a certain number of degrees when pulsed. The disadvantage is that a stepper motor is too slow to react compared with a conventional DC electric motor and is the reason a stepper motor is not used in electronic throttle control systems. Throttle position abbreviated, TP, sensor. Two TP sensors are used in the throttle body assembly to provide TP signals to the PCM. Two sensors are used as a fail-safe measure and for diagnosis. There are two types of TP sensors used in electronic throttle control systems, potentiometers and Hall effect. Refer to Figure 82-5. Figure A, an H-bridge circuit is used to control the direction of the DC electric motor of the electronic throttle control unit. Figure B, to reverse the direction of operation, the polarity of the current through the motor is reversed. Three-wire potentiometer sensors. These sensors use a 5-volt reference from the PCM and produce an analog, or variable, voltage signal that is proportional to the throttle plate position. The two sensors produce opposite signals as the throttle plate opens. One sensor starts at low voltage, or about 0.5 volt, and increases as the throttle plate is opened. The second sensor starts at a higher voltage, or about 4.5 volt, and produces a lower voltage as the throttle plate is opened. See Figure 82-7. Frequently asked question. How do you calibrate a new APP sensor? Whenever an accelerator pedal position sensor is replaced, it should be calibrated before it works correctly. Always check service information for the exact procedure to follow after APP sensor replacement. Here is a typical example of the procedure. Step 1. Make sure accelerator pedal is fully released. Step 2. Turn the ignition switch on and engine off, and wait at least 2 seconds. Step 3. Turn the ignition switch off and wait at least 10 seconds. Step 4. Turn the ignition switch on and engine on, and wait at least 2 seconds. Step 5. Turn the ignition switch off and wait at least 10 seconds. Refer to Figure 82-6. Schematic of a typical electronic throttle control system. Note that terminal number 5 is always pulse width modulated and that terminal number 3 is always constant, but both power and ground are switched to change the direction of the motor. Refer to Figure 82-7. The two TP sensors used on the throttle body of an electronic throttle body assembly produce opposite voltage signals as the throttle is opened. The total voltage of both combined at any throttle plate position is 5 volts. Hall effect TP sensors. Some vehicle manufacturers, such as Honda, use a non-contact Hall effect TP sensor. Because there is no physical contact, this type of sensor is less likely to fail due to wear. Diagnosis of electronic throttle control systems. Fault mode. ETC systems can have faults like any other automatic system. Due to the redundant sensors in accelerator pedal position sensors and throttle position sensor, many faults result in a limp home situation instead of a total failure. The limp home mode is also called the fail-safe mode and indicates the following actions performed by the PCM. Number 1. Engine speed is limited to the default speed, about 1200 to 1600 RPM. Number 2. There is slow or no response when the accelerator pedal is depressed. Number 3. The cruise control system is disabled. Number 4. A diagnostic trouble code is set. And number 5. An ETC warning lamp on the dash lights. The warning lamp may be labeled differently, depending on the vehicle manufacturer. For example, General Motors vehicle, reduced power lamp. See Figure 82-8. Ford, wrench symbol. Amber or green, see Figure 82-9. Chrysler, red lightning bolt symbol. See Figure 82-10. The engine runs and can be driven slowly. This limp and mode operation allows the vehicle to be driven off of the road and to a safe location. The ETC may enter the limp and mode if any of the following has occurred. Number 1. Low battery voltage has been detected. Number 2. PCM failure. Number 3. One TP and the MAP sensor have failed. Number 4. Both TP sensors have failed. Number 5. The ETC actuator motor has failed. And number 6. The ETC throttle spring has failed. Refer to Figure 82-8. Figure A, a reduced power warning light indicates a fault with the electronic throttle control system on some General Motors vehicles. Figure B, a symbol showing an engine with an arrow pointing down is used on some General Motors vehicles to indicate a fault with the electronic throttle control system. Refer to Figure 82-9. A wrench symbol warning lamp on a Ford vehicle. The symbol can also be green. Refer to Figure 82-10. A symbol used on a Chrysler vehicle indicating a fault with the electronic throttle control. Vacuum leaks. The electronic throttle control system is able to compensate for many vacuum leaks. A vacuum leak at the intake manifold, for example, allows air into the engine that is not measured by the mass airflow sensor. The ETC system simply moves the throttle, as needed, to achieve the proper idle speed to compensate for the leak. Diagnostic procedure. If a fault occurs in the ETC system, check service information for the specified procedure to follow for the vehicle being checked. Most vehicle service information includes the following steps. Step 1. Verify the customer concern. Step 2. Use a factory scan tool or an aftermarket scan tool with original equipment capability and check for DTCs. Step 3. If there are store DTCs, follow service information instructions for diagnosing the system. Step 4. If there are no store DTCs, check scan tool data for possible fault areas in the system. Scan tool data. Scan data related to the ETC system can be confusing. Typical data and the meaning include. Number 1. APP indicated angle. The scan tool displays a percentage ranging from 0% to 100%. When the throttle is released, the indicated angle should be 0%. When the throttle is depressed to wide open, the reading should indicate 100%. Number 2. TP desired angle. The scan tool displays a percentage ranging from 0% to 100%. This represents the desired throttle angle as commanded by the driver of the vehicle. Number 3. TP indicated angle. The TP indicated angle is the angle of the measured throttle opening and it should agree with the TP desired angle. TP sensors 1 and 2. The scan tool displays agree or disagree. If the PCM or throttle actuator control module receives a voltage signal from one of the TP sensors that is not in the proper relationship to the other TP sensor, the scan tool displays disagree. Case study: the high idle Toyota. The owner of a Toyota Camry complained that the engine would idle at over 1,200 RPM, compared with a normal 600 to 700 RPM. The vehicle would also not accelerate. Using a scan tool, a check for diagnostic trouble codes showed one code, P2101-TAC motor circuit low. Checking service information led to the inspection of the electronic throttle control throttle body assembly. With the ignition key out of the ignition and the inlet air duct off the throttle body, the technician used a screwdriver to see if the throttle plate worked. Normal operation. The throttle plate should move and then spring back quickly to the default position. Abnormal operation. If the throttle plate stays where it is moved or does not return to the default position, there is a fault with the throttle body assembly. See Figure 82-11. The technician replaced the throttle body assembly with an updated version and proper engine operation was restored. The technician disassembled the old throttle body and found it was corroded inside due to moisture entering the unit through the vent hose. See Figure 82-12. The summary. The complaint. Customer stated that the engine would idle at over 2000 RPM. The cause. AP2101 DTC was stored, indicating a fault with the throttle body assembly. The correction. The throttle body was replaced with an improved version that placed the vent tube in a different position to help avoid water getting into the assembly. Refer to Figure 82-11. The throttle plate stayed where it was moved, which indicates that there is a problem with the electronic throttle body control assembly. Refer to Figure 82-12. A corroded electronic throttle control assembly shown with the cover removed. ETC throttle follower test. On some vehicles, such as many Chrysler vehicles, the operation of the electronic throttle control can be tested using a factory or factory-level scan tool. To perform this test, use the throttle follower test procedure as shown on the scan tool. An assistant is needed to check that the throttle plate is moving as the accelerator pedal is depressed. This test cannot be done normally because the PCM does not normally allow the throttle plate to be moved, unless the engine is running. Servicing electronic throttle systems. ETC related performance issues. The only service that an ETC system may require is a cleaning of the throttle body. Throttle body cleaning is a routine service procedure on port fuel injected engines, and is still needed when the throttle is being opened by an electric motor, rather than a throttle cable tied to a mechanical accelerator pedal. The throttle body may need cleaning if one or more of the following symptoms are present. Number 1. Lower than normal idle speed. Number 2. Rough idle. And Number 3. Engine stalls when coming to a stop, called a coast down stall. If any of the above conditions exists, a throttle body cleaning often corrects these faults. Caution: some vehicle manufacturers add a non-stick coating to the throttle assembly and warn that cleaning could remove this protective coating. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommended procedures. Throttle body cleaning procedure. Before attempting to clean a throttle body on an engine equipped with an ETC system, be sure that the ignition key is out of the vehicle and the ready light is off, if working on a Toyota Lexus hybrid electric vehicle, to avoid the possibility of personal injury. Warning: the electric motor that operates the throttle plate is strong enough to cut off a finger. See Figure 82-13. To clean the throttle, perform the following steps. Step 1. With the ignition off and the key removed from the ignition, remove the air inlet hose from the throttle body. Step 2. Spray throttle body cleaner onto a shop cloth. Step 3. Open the throttle body and use the shop cloth to remove the varnish and carbon deposits from the throttle body housing and throttle plate. Caution: do not spray cleaner into the throttle body assembly. The liquid cleaner could flow into and damage the TP sensors. Step 4. Reinstall the inlet hose, being sure that there are no air leaks between the hose and the throttle body assembly. Step 5. Start the engine and allow the PCM to learn the correct idle. If the idle is not correct, check service information for the specified procedures to follow to perform a throttle relearn. Refer to Figure 82-13. Notice the small motor gear on the left drives a larger plastic gear, black, which then drives the small gear in mesh with the section of a gear attached to the throttle plate. This results in a huge torque increase from the small motor and helps explain why it could be dangerous to insert a finger into the throttle body assembly. Throttle body relearn procedure. When installing a new throttle body or PCM, or sometimes after cleaning the throttle body, the TP has to be learned by the PCM. After the following conditions have been met, a typical throttle body relearn procedure for a General Motors vehicle includes: Number 1. Accelerator pedal released. Number 2. Battery voltage higher than 8 volts. Number 3. Vehicle speed must be 0. Number 4. Engine coolant temperature higher than 40 degrees Fahrenheit, or 5 degrees Celsius, and lower than 212 degrees Fahrenheit, or 100 degrees Celsius. Number 5. Intake air temperature higher than 40 degrees Fahrenheit, or 5 degrees Celsius. And Number 6. No throttle DTSS set. If all of the above conditions are met, perform the following steps. Step 1. Turn the ignition on, engine off, for 30 seconds. And Step 2. Turn the ignition off and wait 30 seconds. Start the engine and the idle learn procedure should cause the engine to idle at the correct speed. Review questions. Question 1. What parts can be deleted if an engine uses an electronic throttle control system instead of a conventional accelerator? Pedal and cable to operate the throttle valve? Question 2. How can the use of an ETC system improve fuel economy? Question 3. How is the operation of the throttle different on a system that uses an ETC system, compared with a conventional mechanical system? Question 4. What component parts are included in an ETC system? Question 5. What is the default or limp-in position of the throttle plate? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. The use of an ETC system allows the elimination of all except A. Accelerator pedal. B. Mechanical throttle cable on most systems. C. Cruise control actuator. D. Idle air control. Question 2. To what extent is the throttle plate spring loaded to hold the throttle slightly open? A. 3% to 5%. B. 8% to 10%. Circa 16% to 20%. D. 22% to 28%. Question 3. What type of electric motor is the throttle plate actuator motor? A. Stepper motor. B. DC motor. C. AC motor. D. Brushless motor. Question 4. The accelerator pedal position sensor uses two or three separate sensors that output a varying voltage signal. What is the purpose of using more than one sensor? A. Allows the PCM to detect a malfunction. B. For safety reasons. C. Improves redundancy. D. All of these. Question 5. When does the PCM perform a self-test of the ETC system? A. During cruise speed when the throttle is steady. B. During deceleration. C. During acceleration. D. When the ignition switch is first rotated to the on position. Before the engine starts. Question 6. What type is the throttle position sensor used in the throttle body assembly of an ETC system? A. A single potentiometer. B. Two potentiometers that read in the opposite direction. C. A Hall effect sensor. D. Either B or C. Question 7. A green wrench symbol is displayed on the dash. What does this mean? A. A fault in the ETC in a Ford vehicle has been detected. B. A fault in the ETC in a Honda vehicle has been detected. C. A fault in the ETC in a Chrysler vehicle has been detected. D. A fault in the ETC in a General Motors vehicle has been detected. Question 8. A technician is checking the operation of the electronic throttle control system by depressing the accelerator pedal when the gear selector is in park. What is the most likely result if the system is functioning correctly? A. The throttle goes to wide open when the accelerator pedal is depressed all the way. B. No throttle movement. C. The throttle opens partially, but not all of the way. D. The throttle performs a self-test by closing and then opening to the default position. Question 9. With the ignition off and the key out of the ignition, what should happen if a technician uses a screwdriver and pushes on the throttle plate in an attempt to open the valve? A. Nothing. The throttle should be kept from moving by the motor, which is not energized with the key off. B. The throttle should move and stay where it is moved and not go back unless moved back. C. The throttle should move and then spring back to the home position when released. D. The throttle should move closed, but not open further than the default position. Question 10. The throttle body may be cleaned, if recommended by the vehicle manufacturer, if what conditions are occurring? A. Coast down stall. B. Rough idle. C. Lower than normal idle speed. D. Any of the above. End of chapter 82.